the majority of my 15-minute meetings are incredibly productive because we're actually focused at the task at hand.
Attention is the number one asset.
The art of a 15-minute meeting is actually tightening up in circumstances, because I think another key part of this, at least from one man's perspective, is I have plenty of 30-minute meetings and 45-minute meetings and one-hour meetings. The key is when I'm in a 15-minute meeting, I'm aware that I have eliminated the luxury for some of the side things that happen in a meeting. The 7-minute intros around the table and the allowing someone to do the 5-minute story that really meant nothing, but we're adding a little color and spice and sugar and pepper to the conversation. And that's fine. And that's human. And that's right. I'm not a robot. I just think having a healthy percentage of 15-minute meetings allows you to have actually better 30 1-hour and 2-hour meetings too, because you condense time, because we all have just the same amount of time. So it's understanding the meeting and understanding the context of a 15-minute meeting versus an hour. Because by the way, there are meetings that I make an hour that might look like 30 because I want the team banter and some of the jokes, because the strategy there is to create cohesion among my family of my team. The way I actually am able to make a 1-hour meeting that out of a 30 is by affording myself that 30 by doing tons of 15s instead of 30s and 45s, when cohesion and team building and a little bit of like, you know, reset is not part, or brainstorming or creative. These are operational decision-making meetings. Gather the data, make a call. And man, I don't even think I could be functioning at the level I'm functioning at without understanding the 15-minute meeting. It's not happening yet, but I can't see an outcome where this doesn't become a massive standard.
What percentage of your meetings are 15-minute meetings?
In the ballpark, around 50% of my meetings are 15-minute meetings. I think this gets into a tricky spot of like really using me as a proxy, because I'm one of the true fortunate people that desperately adores what they do for a living. But I think the real number there is 50% of my meetings are 15 minutes.
So what type of meetings do you do in 15 minutes?
Now you're about to bleed into a deeper passion of mine. 20% of my 50% of my meetings that are 15-minute meetings are human check-ins with new employees or leaders. I'm lucky that my DNA was so grounded in guidance counselor, coach, therapist, cheerleader. I like people. 25 years later, being a investor in hundreds of businesses, successful ones like Twitter and Facebook and, you know, Uber, and having my own successes and watching many fail, I realize that this middle ground that very few play in is quite powerful. Instead of too red or too blue, using political context, I call it purple. You know, think about it. The 15-minute meeting on a headline seems like we're going to be an efficient da-da-da-da-da. Actually, what it's actually doing is enabling me to do all the soft skills that actually make the whole currency of everything work more effectively. Promoting, investing, opening a new office. Like, and don't forget, the other thing that people don't think about, I use 15-minute meetings as a moose bouches. Let me explain. When you go to a restaurant, you get in a moose bouche. Then you have the main dish. Many of my operational 15-minute meetings are the amuse bouche. Hey, Laura. Hey, Dustin. Set up an hour with these three people based on this 15-minute meeting. That becomes the appetizer. And then the decision or the final call gets made in another hour meeting. Actually, usually it goes 15, 30 an hour. But if it's a big deal, 15 an hour, 3 hours. So that's kind of how the decision tree works.
Do people ever get upset you're giving them only 15 minutes of your time?
I don't think my time's more valuable than someone else's. I don't think I'm fancy. I'm not trying to say to someone, you're not important. As a matter of fact, my intent with these 15-minute meetings often is, I had one yesterday with a young kid who was highly recommended. The meeting was 3 minutes. 3 minutes in, I'm like, shit, this kid's got it. And I said, hey, fly to New York. Let's have an hour and a half dinner. Sure, there's 5% of people who are insecure, so deeply insecure that they decided to take it as an insult. But the intent is actually to do more with that person, not less. And by the way, now that I'm thinking about it, there have been times where I've seen a reply of like, hey, Gary, come on. Like, I need 30. And I'm like, okay, no problem. Like, it's not like I'm doing this for any other reason than I'm trying to make both parties be successful. And that's actually the point of this. You know, I think when you're a leader and you're in control of a calendar, whatever that may be, definitely as a CEO, one of the things I'm doing with all of this is trying to win on both sides. If I'm a fast processor, and I'm decisive, and they do require, and by the way, that does require it. Decisiveness is a major factor here. And by the way, and this is important, I say this very loud and proud, this may not work for everyone. You have to be self-aware and know what works for you. I just think a lot of people can't see it. I don't think a lot of people see that they're having 7:30s tomorrow that could have all been 15s. And what does that do? And notice what I'm doing. A lot of what that opens for me is not another efficiency meeting. It opens up humanity meetings. It allows me to water the flowers. Even for myself, you know, for me, I don't need to have time during the day to think. I do that at night, in the shower, when I travel, right? But for some people, all these 30s are actually eliminating the hour they need in the office to actually process and think. They don't have it because they have all these meetings now, especially in the new Zoom world. And if they found, you know, 4:30s and made them 15s, now they just found a full hour where they can have a glass of tea, a cup of tea, and think through the meeting. They, all of a sudden, their 5 to 6 p.m. Can be dramatically productive because they could have mind time to recap, almost like strategize and meditate at the same time of what just happened. So I really think this is a powerful conversation that isn't grounded in what is seemingly looking like on paper, which is like, we're going to be a robotic, everything is, it's actually the reverse. It's enabling the power of the gray in a world of black and white. If 30 is kind of the accepted minimum right now, as we march to this new 15, there is a level of decisive. I don't make the full decision every time in a 15. Other times I make a decision in 1 minute, like I told you about that young man. But I always make it productive for the person on the other side in a 15, because there's probably, to your point, there's probably a part of me, as I'm thinking about this in real time with you right now, that recognizes it. I'm early on this. I do believe this will be more common going forward, but there is a part of me that feels responsible for making it productive for someone who's in a 15 with me if I created the form factor of 15, right? I want them to feel like, oh, wait a minute, that was, you know, there's probably a subconscious part of me like, I have to bring this person value, right? And by the way, there's a lot of nuances to this. The other key, if you're a 15-minute meeting person, is understanding and dancing with the other partner who might not be accustomed to it. And there have been many times where I can sense the person feels a little pressure to get everything done in the 15 because they've never done it before. And 2 minutes into the meeting, I'll be like, hey, we can go over the 15 on this. Slow down. Tell me what you really think. I don't think you can be an effective 15-minute meeting person without deep compassion, sympathy, and empathy for the other party.